And at this time in our pregame show, we're visiting with Sand Hills Thetford coach Tyson Cox, who joins us. Coach, you had to be pleased with the way your kids bounced back this past Friday, getting the win over Twin Loop, especially coming off a loss. I'm sure you were pleased with the way they bounced back for you.
Yeah, I was really happy. I thought our defense especially really showed up. They played well.
That leads me right to my next question, Coach, and that was your defense. I mean, they set the tone, especially with getting some takeaways and the interceptions in the first half. Talk about that group a little bit and the way that they have continued to come along for you this year.
They've really progressed really good. We can throw about three different fronts at people and really mix it up and kind of change what we're doing right in the middle of a possession, which helps a lot.
We talked about the defense and the ability to get takeaways, but I know that it really puts pressure on a team when you cash in on those opportunities, and your offense did that. When the defense gave them the ball, you were able to score off turnovers, and I'm sure you were pleased with that.
Yeah, that's always really big. If you can convert turnovers to points, that helps a lot, and it seemed like they did that.
What are some of the things you feel like your offense has progressed at most, Tyson, through these first three games of the year?
I don't know. Our run game is getting better all the time. Our line did a lot better job communicating this game. They were making calls on the line, and you could see Andrew Furrow. He was making the calls before the play, and it seemed to really work.
I'm sure that really helps you as a coach, doesn't it, Tyson, when you see kids be able to recognize things on the field and make adjustments for them and their teammates as opposed to those adjustments always coming from the sideline?
Yeah, we worked on that a lot this last week, making the calls and the linemen talking and figuring out where we're going to go and what we're going to do, and that helped a lot.
I know that you always have turnover from year in and year out. Some new guys have stepped in, playing some positions that maybe they're not used to playing, or some guys stepping in and getting their chance on the varsity level. As far as that continuity with those positions and the way guys are gelling, has the progression been there the way you kind of want it to be at this point in the season?
Yeah, we had a few guys graduate, but it seemed like we found people to take the spot, and we've got, like I say, Andrew making good calls on the line, and on defense, Kyle has picked up kind of making the calls and getting people in spots where they need to be on defense too.
What's been the focus in practice for you guys this week?
We got to cut down on our penalties. That's the main thing. We got to cut down on mistakes. We get really physical, and sometimes I think we end up, holding when we're just going so hard, and we end up holding when we shouldn't.
Coach, a final question, just your thoughts on your opponent. You take on South Loop. Talk a little bit about them as you prepare for them, and what are going to be some of the keys to the game in your mind?
Oh, they're a good team. They're going to be a challenge, that's for sure. We got to just know where everybody is all the time and make sure we're ready for them. Looks like they're going to try to run the quarterback some, and we just got to be ready for the option and go from there.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking a few minutes out of your schedule to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Thursday night.
All right, thank you.
That's Coach Tyson Cox joining us on our pregame show.